Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
And to see if that holds true across the entire landscape of things, let's work on breaking down a Cavs 2025-26 season to be, as we welcome in our good friend of Locked On Cavs as well, Inside Shot, Substack, a million different places you can find him, it's Danny Cunningham, and he joins us now. Danny, what's going on?
Not much, buddy. How are you doing?
We're doing pretty good. Listen, I had texted you yesterday. I made the joke that maybe some of my Sundays won't be ruined for the rest of the year because the Cavs are playing. So that's really where I'm looking forward to right about now.
Yeah, I mean, this Sunday, 6 o'clock, Milwaukee Bucks in town. Where are your eyes going to be on Sunday?
I can tell you right now, they will be on the Cavs, not on the 4 o'clock slate or the beginning of Sunday Night Football, because we play the Patriots, and I'll probably already be disappointed with football the day for that part.
Yeah, I mean, that's just any day you can be disappointed with the Browns as early as you so choose, Jake.
I could probably start really early in the morning. I probably will, because I'll be on air at 7 a.m., so I'm sure I'll be disappointed. But, Danny, obviously, Cavs starting the season tomorrow at Madison Square Garden. I go back to what a lot of the comments were last year at the end of the playoffs, where people are saying, well, after this performance, after the Cavs are the one seed and put together what they did, I can't even look at the regular season and pretend like it matters. What is the response? What is the rebuttal to that for the Cavs this year?
I think the regular season matters in the sense that this team has to do things the right way and build the correct habits. Like, I think there's, listen, it's obviously really difficult to pick apart what they did in the regular season last year, right? Winning 64 games. Just like it was, by any metric you want to look at, a massive success. And then it's very easy to also look at the postseason and say by any metric that it was just an incredible face plant because they, as I said, won 64 games and lost in the second round. But I think that there are going to be some underlying things that are worth monitoring throughout the regular season. Like this regular season, if the Cavs don't win 64 games again, it's not some sort of failure, right? Like there are going to be maybe be nights where it doesn't necessarily look the best because they might be trying some new things. But one of the things, Jake, that I really have my eye on is what does this team look like defensively? Because last year, obviously the first year of Kenny Atkinson in Cleveland, they shifted away from a defensive-minded head coach in J.B. Bickerstaff to an offensive-minded head coach in Atkinson. And the offense took off. It was the second most efficient offense in NBA history. But defensively, they weren't quite the same. They finished eighth in the NBA in defense last year, despite, I think, having personnel that should lead them to be a little bit higher than eighth in the league. Like, I'm not saying they have to be number one every year. I don't think they had personnel that could have made them a better defense than what Oklahoma City was. But I do think that they should have been a higher defense than the eighth best in the league. That is one of the things that I'm watching this year, is how do they commit to that end of the floor in a way that maybe they didn't last year. I think that is something they're going to need. I think the roster lends itself to being maybe a little bit more defensively oriented while still being what should be one of, if not the best offense in basketball. So I think building the right habits, and I look at the defensive end of the floor as the most important one during the regular season, those are the things that I think matter, maybe even a little bit more than the final win-loss record for the first 82 games.
So, Danny, how do they get to that point this year? How does the personnel that they've brought in help them in that spot? And what can the guys who have been here now from year one to year two do differently to actually help them out in a regular season where we know at times the intensity obviously doesn't match what it is in the playoffs?
So I'll start with the composition of the roster. I look at it, and Ty Jerome was awesome for the Cavs last year, and there's no world in which he wasn't. Like, the contribution that the Cavs got from him, I think, was so unexpected, and he was so good offensively in a finals for Sixth Man of the Year, but he was also a negative defender. Like, he was not good defensively, and that was part of the problem in the postseason. And I think now, when you look at the way the Cavs are built, they don't have any role players that are strictly one-way guys. And I think that matters, and it matters on both ends of the floor, and it matters more in the postseason than the regular season. But you look at Lonzo Ball. He is somebody that is, I think, like more than just a plus defender. I think he's capable of being an elite defender. You look at Larry Nance Jr., who is a good defender and a good offensive player. You look at the guys that they brought in that are expected to be in the rotation, and none of those guys you would anticipate being on the floor in a playoff game. I'm not talking about like Tyrese Foster, who maybe he does have an impact, but right now it's not fair to pencil him in to a postseason rotation. You look at those new additions, and they help you on both ends of the floor if you're the Cavs. I think that was a really, really important thing. And then as far as the guys that are returning, I do wonder if there could be maybe a little bit of simplification of what the Cavs do defensively, because you think back to last year, and part of the reason why they finished where they finished on that end of the floor, they tried a lot of different things. And I think that is one thing that you can be good at a lot of things, but I don't know that the Cavs were great at any one thing defensively. And I do think that they need to find something on that end of the floor they can be great at, that they can lean upon. And that could be something that is a big addition for them when the postseason arrives. And I guess the last thing that I'll look at here is there were some games last year where the Cavs didn't play with the required defensive intensity. There's one that sticks out to me. They played in Denver and they beat the Nuggets. I believe the final score was 149-135. Now, this was in a regulation 48-minute basketball game. They didn't play overtime. They scored 149 points, which is incredible, outstanding, one of the best offensive performances in the history of the franchise. But they also allowed 135 points in regulation. And those are the types of things that I don't know can be as much a part of the Cavs this year. There might be nights where they are, like a few here, a few there. But I think overall, just being better on that end of the floor, playing with a better intensity or better focus might be the better word for the Cavs defensively this year. Something that I think is just worth watching.
Danny Cunningham, Locked On Cavs, this year on the Fan Hotline. Danny, you brought up Lonzo Ball, so I'll ask you, expectations for him early in this season, not even necessarily just for the production, but I think a lot of people have questions about how much he's going to play with the injury history, you know, that it precedes him.
So I think, not to bring up the Thunder again, but I think a great way to look at this is look at what Alex Caruso did in Oklahoma City last year. He played around 20 minutes a game. He was very impactful in those 20 minutes, and he isn't somebody that the Thunder needed or counted on to play 82 games. That is kind of the blueprint, I think, for Lonzo Ball. I would be surprised if he plays over 60 games this year. Don't know that that's in the cards for him this year. Would be surprised, knowing what his body has been through, would be surprised if that's ever in the cards for him. I don't think he should ever play a back-to-back this year. I know for sure he's not playing back-to-backs at the start of this season. So, like, the Cavs play this upcoming Sunday against Milwaukee at home. They play Monday in Detroit. Lonzo Ball's not going to play in both of those games. I think that's a wise way to manage his minutes. And I think that he can be somebody that raises who the Cavs are offensively and defensively. And maybe the most important thing that Lonzo Ball can do is he can help to get more out of Evan Mobley. Because this year, the Cavs are going to, especially at the start of the season with Darius Garland not available right now, they're going to be asking more of Evan. They're going to, you know, if you think back to last year, Evan would play basically all of his minutes alongside Donovan Mitchell. I would expect tomorrow that Evan plays minutes without Donovan Mitchell, that Jarrett Allen plays all of his minutes alongside Donovan Mitchell, which was not the case last year. That means the Cavs are going to be counting on Evan to be the focal point offensively. I think Lonzo Ball is somebody that can help ease that burden for him because he can put Evan in better spots offensively. He can organize things. I think that he can help to create some easy baskets for his teammates in a way that the Cavs haven't really had that type of point guard. Now, Darius Garland, I think, is a fantastic point guard. I think he's one of the best. But Lonzo Ball is just such a different style that it's going to give the Cavs a different offensive dynamic, if you will, while also helping to improve their defense, which I think, again, is a really big deal for them.
Danny, we talk about Darius Garland. Kenny Atkinson made some comments earlier this week about Darius and maybe being a little bit farther ahead than they expected him to be at this point. What is the correct approach to take with Darius and getting him back, making sure he's healthy and ready to produce on this team as early as possible?
The correct approach, I think, is make
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Be sure that he is healthy and playing at his absolute highest level possible when April, May, and June roll around. It doesn't matter that he's not playing tomorrow night. It's just not like, yes, everyone's excited for opening night because it's a big deal playing the Knicks. It's a big deal. All that stuff's true. But in the big scheme of things, if the Cavs win the title this year, we're not going to remember what happened on October 22nd. If the Cavs lose in the conference finals, we're not going to remember what happened on October 22nd. What matters for the Cavs and for Darius Garland is making sure that he is able to play his best basketball at the end of the season, that he is healthy. They're taking the long view here. They're doing the same thing with Max Strus. They will do the same thing with anybody that gets injured at certain points this season. It's not that the Cavs don't want to play guys, because of course they do. They would love nothing more than to have all 14 guys that are on standard contracts right now available tomorrow night against the Knicks. That's not the reality that we're living in, though. So what they need to do is ensure those guys can be their best selves when the postseason arrives. I think that there's nobody that's more true of than Darius Garland, considering what we have seen from him in previous postseasons, especially with how injured he was last year when the Cavs took on the Pacers in May.
All right, Danny, let's look at it big picture. What is the expectation for this team? Is it championship or bust, or does it fall a little bit lower than that?
I think it's championship or bust. I could listen to the argument that if they lose in the finals, you can still spin this as a successful season. But the reality is the Cavs are the most expensive team in basketball. They're the only team right now that is in the vaunted second apron, right? Like, you've heard that word or that phrase, I guess, so many times over the last 6 months. They have, when you are in that area financially, you have championship expectations. And you can't be in that area financially forever. Like, it is not a sustainable thing, not because of necessarily the financial implications, although they will get very heavy at certain points. They're, you know, going to be very expensive this year. But if this team is together 3 years from now, they will be so much more expensive than they are right now. That is something to keep in mind. But there are other team building restrictors, I guess, in place with that second apron, with the way that you can go about building your team. And it just makes it unsustainable for teams to be there for super long. So when you're there, you have to have the goal of winning a championship. I think that's the way the Cavs look at it. I think they are ticked off that last postseason didn't go their way. I think that they should be. I think that anything less than winning a title this year should not necessarily be looked at as a success. Now, let's say they take on Oklahoma City or Denver in the finals and lose in seven games. Like, it will certainly sting, but I do think that maybe you'll be able to look at it through a little bit of a different light. But certainly if they don't get out of the East, this is a failure. Make no bones about that. And I think that's a failure that would probably bring some significant changes to the way that this team looks. Now, that's a long ways away, and I don't want to get into those hypotheticals of what that could be, because that's so far off. And I'm going to pick the Cavs to win the East here, but there is pressure on this team to get that done. I think there's a real pressure on this team. I think they know that. And ultimately, they're the favorites to do this. Like, they are the best team in the Eastern Conference. All of the sports books have them as the favorites to come out of the East, and they need to step up and they need to deliver on what is expected of them this year.
Danny Cunningham again with us here on the hotline. You talk about them being the favorites in the East, Danny. I'm on the same page as you. Is it really just down to Cavs, Knicks in your eyes in the East, or does anybody else actually present a threat?
I think that as of now, yes. I think 3 months from now, like, maybe Atlanta or Orlando is able to put together a season similar to what the Cavs did last year. And I'm not saying like 64 wins, but at this time last year, no one was saying, yeah, the Cavs are a team that should be talked about to win the title, right? Like, we were not having that conversation last October. So I look at them, and I like what Orlando did this offseason, adding Desmond Bane. I still think that they are a little bit short on playmaking, and I think that some of their key guys, Jalen Suggs primarily, has had a number of injury issues, and I just don't know that you can count on him to be healthy, which they vitally need. And then same thing with Atlanta. Like, I love what they did this summer, but you look at some of their key players, like Jalen Johnson missed a large chunk of last season because he needed shoulder surgery. What is his season going to look like? Kristaps Porzingis, who I think is going to look different in Atlanta than he did in Boston, just because of how much the Hawks need him versus, I think he was just the best luxury that the Celtics could have on their rosters over the past couple of years. So I look at those two situations, and like, I can kind of see the fuzzy outline of a team that could win the title both in Orlando and in Atlanta. I don't personally believe in those two teams this year, but I could see them having awesome seasons. And hey, maybe it's a tough matchup in the second round. Maybe one of them gets the 3 seed and beats the New York Knicks in the second round. Like, I think those things are on the table, but I don't look at any of those teams right now as we speak on October 21st and say, yes, the Orlando Magic can win the title, or yes, the Atlanta Hawks can win the title. I think that there are two teams in the East capable of it. It's the team here and the team the Cavs are facing tomorrow.
All right, Danny, one more before we get you out of here. I want who you think is going to be the biggest surprise for the Cavs this season, either returning player taking a step up or a new guy that they've added.
I think it's going to be DeAndre Hunter. I think that DeAndre Hunter is not going to be an all-star this year, but one of the predictions I have for the season is that there's going to be like all of these. I mean, there are so many NBA podcasts, right? And there are so many really good national ones, and they all when early February, late January arrives, they do their all-star balloting. And there's going to be a prominent name that's going to be like, you know, I couldn't quite get there, but I gave a lot of consideration to DeAndre Hunter to make the East All-Star team. Now, does that say more about the East? Maybe, but I think that DeAndre is going to have a really good year. I think that one of the things last year that, you know, I don't want to say the Cavs didn't put him in position to be successful because he was very, very good here, but I think that he's more comfortable this year in Cleveland. And I think the fact that he should be playing so many more minutes at his natural small forward position, as opposed to power forward, where he played more than 65% of his minutes last year in Cleveland, is a big deal that we might not talk about enough. So I think he is going to have a great year. Like, I am just buying all of the hypothetical DeAndre Hunter stock that I could actually get, right? Because I think he's going to be fantastic for the Cavs this season.
I like it, Danny. I'm a big DeAndre Hunter fan, was a big proponent of getting him in here. Was a big proponent of getting him more actual reps with the 3 last year, so I love to hear it. And love talking to you. We got to run, but always good to hear from you. Excited to talk to you as this Cavs season officially gets underway tomorrow against the Knicks.
Thanks so much for having me, Jake.
Absolutely. Danny Cunningham, Locked On Cavs, the Inside Shot Substack with us there on the Fan Hotline. We're going to react to what Danny had to say as well. what is most important for the Cavs this season? What do they need to change? Danny pointed out that it's defense and he focuses there. I have another spot that I think is really, really important for this team. We'll get to it in 5 minutes on Overtime with Jake Volnick on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.